Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I have an idea. I have an idea. I think from now on, the Buffalo Bills should play from the one-yard line to the goal. Just that. Because we look really good at the one-yard line to the goal. The rest of it, not so good. Anyway, it is Beach and Company. Got a lot to talk about today, including SNOW.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
All righty. First of all, I got some good news. You heard me mention the last day I was on the air, which was Thursday, about the Western New York Heroes. They were having their gala, and we donated a co-hosting job on this show for the high bidder. Hey, Tony, guess what? Guess what?
What?
Guess what the bid was?
$1,000.
$2,100.
Really?
For $2,100, I'd do the show. That's very good. $2,100, and it's, Russell Whitley. We'll be talking to Russell later today and setting up when he'll come in and do the show with me. But I was looking at his resume. He's a very interesting guy. So I think it'll be a fun 3 hours. And thank you, Russell, for your generosity to the Veterans Group of Western New York Heroes. $2,100. I was following it online. And as usual, right near the deadline, that's when bidding really spikes. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It was exciting. I was watching it with Marsha wasn't with us, but she was watching it. We were watching it, and good to see it go to $2,100.
That's amazing.
That's very nice. Also, for those of you who are interested in our trips, we've done 10 of them, and we have 3 more that are booked. That we're opening up. They're booked with us in the cruise line. The cruise line, of course, is Viking. We love Viking, I'm telling you that. And in a couple of minutes, I'll tell you what to do to find out where those 3 trips are, because that'll be the initial announcement. We'll go on the air the day after. But we hope to see you at this location. Meanwhile, Buzzy's Virginia Tech won. Did you know that, Tony?
Yes, I did. They beat Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons, which happens to be one of my favorite nicknames.
You like that? Yeah, it's a good name. And so he was there. Then he was here. He's like, he should have his own jet. You know, he should have his own private jet, because that's how the president travels.
Right.
And the president, by the way, will be at the Veterans Day ceremonies today. You know he's the first president to go?
Really?
Other presidents were all invited, but he was the first one to actually go. Now, I don't know if it's because of security reasons or what, but he's going to be there.
He got a nice ovation at the Alabama-LSU game.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Let's hope they're all voters.
Yes.
Let's hope they push it over the top.
Yeah, it was a fun road trip, Sandy, I have to say. You know, I mean, Tech, not the favorites, but pulling out their first. Now, they've beaten 11 ranked teams in the last decade, but for the first time since 2009, they beat a ranked team at home. So that was a big one following the heartbreaker last week. So now they have 3 games left. They win those
good.
3.
Go for it.
They win the division.
Well, now that's good news in football. How about some bad news in football? What a game.
Yuck.
It took up 3 hours of my life to watch that. I mean, it was sad. It really was just sad. I don't know how to say. The last touchdown scored by Cleveland, the guy couldn't have been more open if he had the plague.
Yeah, they went. It looked like they had an all-out blitz, and the
DB
got burned.
He's alone.
Yep.
And now, of course, it's easier on television when nobody's trying to take your head off than it is actually playing the game. But it looked like we had a lot of open people, and we couldn't get the ball to them. I did like the goal line stances. I've never seen, I think it was like seven of them. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
All the years, they did well with that.
But we need to, on third and short, we need to stop looking for the long ball. You know what? It's never there. We need to try to get first downs. Numerous times, third and three, third and four. And I know Josh Allen has a cannon. That's not the time to use it. You know, he's going 30 yards down the field. The Bills needed three.
I know. I like it when he runs. I know it's not conventional wisdom to do that,
Sometimes you need him to run.
Yeah, he's good. He's good at running. And, you know, go for it. Give it a shot. But, wow. You could all he had to do was stop the last drive. Stop one drive, you got a victory. Couldn't do it.
They're a good team. They're not a great team. They're still a year or two away. They need to beef up on the nose tackle. They need playmaking wide receivers. They really only have two.
They need to do?
And they need an offensive coordinator.
They need to look at the tape. They need to. How is that to be the coach? Not only did you see the game live, you got to watch the tape. I mean, you talk about cruel and unusual punishment.
I'll tell you, just a bad weekend for Buffalo sports. The Sabres go overseas. They lose
Sweden.
Yeah, they lose both in Sweden.
They're coming down to earth.
UB loses their season opener in basketball.
Oh, no.
They had no football game to bail them out. So, hey, I'm looking into the future, and I'm seeing next weekend it's going to be a sweep. UB plays on Thursday. The Bills are down in Miami. Virginia Tech, who we can just pretend is a Buffalo team, they play on Saturday. Next weekend is the sweep.
Thank you for bringing us up.
Yes,
we'll
see, there it is.
We'll go to the break right now on News Radio 930 WBEN. You say your truck is not pumping out the heat.
No, not anymore.
It's just cold air?
Well, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes before any real heat starts to
kick in. Sounds like a date. It's not a truck. It takes a little while for the heat to kick in, and then it runs smoothly.
Well, you hear the bearings, rear bearings all the way going whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh, you don't want to hear that. No, that's the sound of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blup, 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 money, money, money. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? You've talked about it. You've dreamed about it. Now it's time to do something about it. The world is waiting for you to visit with me, Sandy Beach, and Dan Neverth, everybody's favorite cruise line, Viking. Join us. Please join us at the Hilton Garden Inn, 4201 Genesee Street, across from the airport, Tuesday, November 19th. That's a week from tomorrow at 6 p.m. And we'll present the next three world trips from June 2020 to January 21. It's time to put your dreams in motion. Coffee and treats awaiting. All you have to do is call this number, so we'll save a spot for you at the presentation. 1-844-688-7477, and we will save your spot. So that is a week from tomorrow, Hilton Garden Inn on 4201 Genesee Street across from the airport, 6 p.m. A representative of Viking River and Ocean Cruises will be there, explaining everything we're going to do. And the reason we're doing it like this is we found out that, and of course, AAA knew it, and we've been working with AAA on all of these cruises. They knew that people think well ahead because they want to plan out, how about time off from work? Well, when will I have the piggy bank to do this? All kinds of things that have to be considered before you can book a trip. They think way ahead, so we are laying out the first three trips, and you will find out what they are at this presentation. But let me tell you this, they are sensational. I mean, really? I was looking over some of the material last night, and I got impressed. I forgot how great they are, but they really are. And I suggest that at the meeting, you bring at least a calendar or a paper, a piece of paper and a pen or something, so that you can figure out what the dates are. We'll have brochures there. We'll have all the information there. We'll have coffee and cookies, all kinds of good stuff. Barbara will be there from AAA and the rest of us who are associated with these trips, and we'd like you to join us. So it's really, really good. As I said, the first one is June of next year, and then the second one a couple months after that, and then the last one in January of 21. So that's that. That is that. Now, today is Veterans Day. It's a day for us to salute all the veterans. The president is going to be in New York for the parade. Now, I read one piece online that said all the presidents have been invited since they started having these, but Donald Trump is the first president to actually attend one. Now, I don't know why. Maybe it's security. Security for a president in New York is going to be very strong. But I'm glad he's going. David Bellavia is hitting the big-time rounds today. He was on Fox and Friends a couple hours ago. He's going to do The Tonight Show. He's going to do Fallon. And he's got a bunch of things to do today to celebrate veterans. And one of the things we're talking about today is something that when Veterans Day fell on a work day for me, which hasn't been in the last couple of years, but when it does, we've talked to veterans about the uniform. What did you wear? Where were you? Where did you take your boot camp? Where were you deployed? Things like that. That's one of the things that we want to know. Another thing we want to know is the impeachment hearing. Yes. Now, do you believe these clowns? Whistleblower. Oh, no, we can't have the whistleblower testify. Think about that. And now they've already changed their tune from quid pro quo to bribery. See, quid pro quo relies on you having something in return for giving something. I guess they finally found out what the definition of quid pro quo was, and they seem to be off of that. Now they're on bribery, just plain old bribery. Next it'll be armed robbery. They held up a 7-Eleven or something. It's a little ridiculous. Now, those hearings will start on Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Should be interesting. We will keep you informed whether we cover them wall to wall or in the studio reports. I'm not sure yet. They haven't laid that out for us. But you'll get everything you need here. And I want to know, with the impeachment hearings, are you going to watch, listen, or follow them? Now, Buzzy, on one of your multitude of shows, this is something that you covered. Are most people going to follow it or not?
It seems most people are going to follow it, and that most people will be looking for particular testimonies from certain witnesses. A lot of people want to hear witnesses that spoke underground, you know, in those Capitol basement hearings. They'd like to see the question and their reactions in person more than just a transcript.
And good for Nikki Haley. I saw Nikki Haley interviewed several places over the weekend. She stands by the president, and she talks about other people in the circle, not obviously not the inner circle, but in the circle, trying to recruit her to turn against the president, and she refused to do it. All I'm thinking about is if we had a restart on this, say you could push a restart button, I think the president would have a lot of thinking to do over who the initial round of people appointed to positions in his cabinet and other places were. Because it seems like half of them were with him and half of them weren't right at the beginning. So we'll see where that goes. I think that the more we learn about this, the less inclined we are to believe that he will be impeached. He may not even get out of the House, let alone get through the Senate. So what do you think of that, Tone?
I think the whole thing's a joke, actually.
It is a joke, isn't it?
You know, I was worried in the beginning, more mud that they're throwing at, because I understand that this is a hoax, that this is a coup attempt. It's all part of the sham
that
the Democrats have been pulling.
Shouldn't that scare the hell out of us, a coup attempt for the United States of America? That, to me, sounds like Banana Republic stuff.
Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, people on the left are sitting there with their head in their sand because they hate Trump so much. Oh, no, it's not a coup attempt. This is legitimate. No, it's not legitimate.
They're blinded by their hate for him.
If you don't recognize that what it is, I feel sorry for you.
They hated him before he took office. I don't know what he did to anger them. Maybe because he's flamboyant, successful, has a good-looking family, they're well-educated. And maybe it's all of those things.
Or maybe it's because he can expose a lot of dirt that's been going on in Washington.
And, of course, being a developer in New York City, a major developer, he got to see how you have to work with the government on, under the government's thumb to get anything done. Did you see the interview with Bill Gates? You got to love this. Bill Gates is either the richest man or one of the top five.
He has a couple bucks.
He's got a few dollars. and he was talking. I love Bill Gates. I always have. And he was talking about the rich tax that they're talking about on the Democratic side. He said, "Look," he said, "I paid $10 billion in taxes." He said, "Now, you know, if it's another $10 billion," he says, "I can come up with it." And then he goes like this. He goes, "But if it's $100 billion, I got to look at that." I love that. I just love that. Because some of these billionaires, you know, they got so much money, they just don't care. They'll go, "Yeah, raise taxes for everybody, including me. Yeah, I got too much now." And keep in mind, he is probably the biggest philanthropist we have in this country. He's given billions, tens of billions of dollars away. And it's his goal, and it's always has been, to divest himself of almost all of his money. He's going to keep some of it for the kids when he passes. But here he is. And think about it like this. The more the government takes away, the less he has to give away to good, reputable causes. Instead, the government will blow it. But I love what he said. "I can do another 10, but $100 billion, we got to look at that."
Would he consider adopting the three of us?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah, but it was really, really cool. Elizabeth, can you imagine Elizabeth Warren meeting with him, talking about money?
No.
Bernie.
Even Windows 95.
Bernie's like, can I access your pocket here?
We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with Beach and Company, and we're talking here on Veterans Day. First of all, we like to talk to veterans. I like doing this show. We've done it several times in the past. We've been very successful reaching out to veterans and asking you to call in. Tell us what branch you were in, where did you do boot camp, where were you deployed, and your memories of the service. And we'd like to do that along with asking people, are you going to watch, listen, follow the impeachment hearings, or are you going to ignore them? I'd like to know on both of those. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Don't forget, we just announced a few minutes ago, we'd like you to, if you're interested in any of our trips coming up, we got three that we're going to announce at the Hilton Garden Inn a week from tomorrow, at 4201 Genesee Street across from the airport. That'll be at 6 o'clock. On Tuesday, November 19th. Now, let's see. Viking will be there. Refreshments will be there. It will be there. The only thing missing is you. And call 1-844-688-7477 to save your spot. Let's go to Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Angelo. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, to be honest with you, I couldn't bear watching those impeachment hearings because, in my opinion, it's just going to be the shift clown show, all for the camera. And I was just watching clips of some of these Democrats talking yesterday, and oh, my God, such lies. The transcript's available for everybody to see, and they're saying that President Trump threatened the Ukraine with this and that if they don't do this and that, and it's all bogus.
Now, the head of the Ukraine said that there was nothing to it, that it was a perfectly fine phone call. He's the one that's supposed to have been slammed, and I noticed they've kind of slid away from quid pro quo to just plain bribery.
Yeah, like, talk about grasping at straws. It's just a big show, and if they think that they're going to dissuade supporters, I don't think so.
No, I think, you know what? It's like watching your little brother getting beaten up by the neighborhood bully. I think that's the impression that we're going to have because it's such overkill in both the press and these hearings. I think it's going to backfire right into their face.
Oh, and to not have the whistleblower testify, what are they hiding? And they want Schiff to testify. Well, he's in a checkmate because either he can testify and lie or say no, and then people go, well, what's he hiding?
Yeah, it's a joke. It really is a joke. I think they're going to try and stretch this out right up to the election so that this will be part of their election campaign for whoever gets the nomination. And so the president will have to address that frequently on the campaign trail. Otherwise, he's going to be painted with that brush the whole time.
You're 100% correct. It's so upsetting.
It is. It's like we're losing our country and we're seeing it right in front of our eyes. It's like what are we going to do about this? I think we can do a lot about it if we want to really organize and when it's time for our ballots to be counted, just sweep them right out because this is unacceptable. It really is. And on a day like Veterans Day, it's even more unacceptable when you think that those veterans fought and many of them died for our ability to have an open and free society, not to be bullied by a bunch of punks.
You're 100% correct, Sam.
Thank you very much, Angelo. Always good to talk to you. Thank you. Yeah, do you get that same impression? I get angry when I see it, especially with Schiff. He's got, look at those eyes. That ought to tell you something right there. So forget anything else. Just look at his eyes, okay? He looks like a crazy man. He's got that deer in the head. See, look at my eyes, Tony. See? Yeah, look at that deer in the headlight look.
And Pelosi has that look, too.
And pencil neck is very appropriate when describing him. So he's got like a head on a stick. His eyes are beaming ahead. And it's just not very appealing. I think they're due for a large surprise.
I just hope that the majority of this country recognizes this game and decides when the election comes up that, yeah, we're going to remember this.
And also, there is a third thing we want to throw in the mix. I heard part of Tom Bowerly's show when we found out that Mickey Kearns, the county clerk, the judge ruled that he did not have standing in order to bring this lawsuit. Now get this, as you dig further, you find out that if you're going to claim harm, which Mickey did because he said, if I do this, I'm going to be in violation of federal law. I could be punished for it, whatever. Get this, in order to have standing, you can't just claim harm, you have to show harm. Which means that if somebody is going 100 miles an hour on the Kensington, it's not enough for to win that lawsuit that he's speeding and should be in jail. You got to wait until he crashes. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So I think now this is where the federal government can come in handy. He should be able to show harm because he is being harmed by the oath he took to uphold the law, including the federal law. But this was one of those weenie rulings where she didn't rule, as a female judge, she didn't rule that he was wrong. She ruled that he had no standing. And if he doesn't have standing, the big question with Tom and his callers were, and it's certainly the big question, if he doesn't have standing, the man who does it, then who does? Who does? Yeah.
I wonder if how Niagara County will fare because they're still going forward with theirs.
Yeah, there's...
will they learn from this and be able to adjust and...
There's a lot of them. He was saying that if the governor takes him out of that office because of that, he's going to have to do a lot of them. I think they said there was at least 10 counties involved with that. So I'd like to know how you feel about that. And get this. I saw one letter. I don't know where it is. There again... decrying the fact that if you didn't want to issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, that was hate. Hate! You got it? Does that mean every time we arrest somebody who breaks the law that we hate them? No, we don't hate them, but they broke the law. The bottom line is it doesn't matter if we want to kiss them on the lips. They broke the law. And so that should be taken care of. So those are the three major things that we'd like to talk about today. We'd like to talk to the veterans on Veterans Day. Tell us your story about being in the service and what branch were you in? Where did you go? Did you see the world? Did you see combat? What was your job in the military? Also, the impeachment hearings. Are you going to watch or listen or follow them? And Mickey Kearns, the clerk, did he get a fair break in the courts when they ruled he does not have standing? I can't believe that. That you actually have to, you know what it's like? It's like when a woman goes to the police and said, my husband is violent and he's threatened to really hurt me. You know what the police have to tell him? Tell her? Well, we have to wait until he actually does something to you. That's what they say, because they do. That's how the law is, okay? Just threatening and being angry and looking like you're going to get thrown out a window isn't enough. He actually has to do it. And that's screwed up. Now, remember what I said about the law. The law isn't about right and wrong. The law is about legal and illegal. And if that's illegal, they ought to treat it as illegal instead of kind of wussing out on that ruling. We'll be back with more after this. I put all of the Nanook of the North supplies in my truck today. Did you guys do that? I've got my gloves, my boots, an extra winter jacket. I've got scarves. I got my balaclava. I'm ready for anything.
Yeah, you do get ready.
I do, and candy from Halloween.
That's right.
You got to have that.
Break into your truck in a little bit.
Because I'm thinking if you're ever alongside the road, stuck, or there's an accident up ahead and you got to wait a couple hours, you might as well be comfortable.
Right.
Do you guys put stuff in your car?
No.
You're nothing.
I have stuff in my book bag.
In your book bag?
Yeah, which it keep with me. So technically, when I'm in my truck, yeah, it's in
you could, I guess you could light it on fire and keep warm. How about you, Buzzy?
I have boots. I have extra pair of gloves in case I forget to go to the car with gloves.
That's smart.
Yep. I mean... all older ones of these that I've had, but
sure,
you know,
it's nice to have them.
When I retire them as my starting, they go to the backup and they're in the car.
How about backup snacks?
I don't have any snacks.
You gotta have backup snacks.
But I have a pillow and a sleeping bag as well.
That's nice in case a hitchhiker.
And I always have a extra pair of sweatpants just in case I get too cold. I have something else to.
That's good. If I ever start sweating, I'll get them. That's very nice. So you guys are ready. We're all ready, aren't we?
I'm ready.
We're ready to go.
I have boots on now.
And now, as I was looking over, I mentioned earlier in the gentleman named Russell Whitley, who was the high bidder to co-host this for Western New York Heroes, I was hoping he'd be a fun guy, and it sounds like he is. One time, he was in banking. He retired from banking. Which you may not think is a fun thing, but you know what else he did? He did a check and see how this is going to work out spin with stand-up comedy.
That's pretty cool.
And I like the way he wrote it. I did stand-up comedy until I found out I wasn't funny. Now that's funny.
Yes, it is.
That is funny. That's like Chris Johnson funny. I mean, that's good and funny. So he'll be on with us in the near future, very very close. We just have to find out how these hearings, which start Wednesday, are going to fall out, and what the structure of the show is going to be when they do. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Today is Veterans Day. If you are a veteran, if you wore the uniform in any branch at any time, we'd like to hear from you. I want to know what you were. What branch were you in? Where did you go? How was your deployments? Were you deployed anywhere? Where were you stationed? Things like that. Let us know with that.
Also, who had the best food in the military?
Oh, the best food, yeah. I'm guessing the Navy. I'm thinking the Navy. That's what my Uncle Bruno said. He was in the Navy. I don't know, but I'm thinking the difference between active Navy and others. They have their own kitchens. You know, you're on a ship. It has kitchens. They can cook food. You're out there in the middle of nowhere. You kind of have to be prepared ahead of time, don't you think? I'm guessing that. I'm guessing the Navy. What do you think?
I don't know. Some said the Air Force.
I had heard that the Air Force has the best food. None of my relatives were in the Air Force, so I don't know. But I do. You know the woman with a particular set of skills?
Right.
Her brother is 9 years in the Air Force.
Really?
Next time I see him, I'll ask. Who do you think?
Of course, the Marines have the best uniforms.
Oh, the dress uniform.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than the Marine dress uniform. Plus, I don't know if they all do, but some of them get to carry a sword. How cool is that, huh? We'll be back with more Beach and Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.